I want to tell you two stories to start out with, and then I want to meditate on a passage of Scripture. My students who are extremely short-sighted, because they are so young. I mean, sometimes you forget just how young an 18-year-old is. You know, the Vietnam War, which was so formative on so many of us, is just sort of ancient history to them. They think the trial of the century was O.J. Simpson. But it wasn't. The trial of the century happened more like 45 years ago. It started with a daring kidnapping as Israeli secret agents went to South America and kidnapped the most notorious ex-Nazi that had not yet been found, Adolf Eichmann. They then spirited him off to Jerusalem to try him and to hang him. The outcome of the trial was never in doubt. They had the gallows built before the trial started, I assure you. But David Ben-Gurion wanted it to be a show trial. He wanted to put on display all the horrors of Nazism one more time to make sure 15 years after the event that people hadn't forgotten. The real trial of the century was the century of Adolf Eichmann. Watching that trial was a Jewish journalist and philosopher, Hannah Arendt, who then wrote a really interesting book about the event called Eichmann in Jerusalem. It is the subtitle of that book that has now become part of the kind of language of our world. The subtitle was A Report on the Banality of Evil. And Arendt's book, which has been very controversial, basically argued that it would have been so much easier if Adolf Eichmann had been a monster. We want him to be a monster. We need him to be a monster, but it turns out he's not. What he is a petty bureaucrat. He's not very smart. He's kind of ambitious in the way that small men are. He doesn't have much of a philosophy of life. He's only anti-Semitic out of convenience. He's not a monster. What he is petty. He's banal. The banality of evil. But that's more troubling. It's more troubling that small men can do such great evil. But that's Eichmann. That's not us. Right?